Why get all your holiday decorations delivered through Instacart? Because maybe you only bought two wreaths, but you have 12 windows. Or maybe your toddler got very eager with the advent calendar. Or maybe the inflatable snowman didn't make it through the snowstorm. Or maybe the twinkle lights aren't twinkling. Whatever the reason, this season, Instacart's here for hosts and their whole holiday haul. Get decorations from the Home Depot, CVS, and more through Instacart and enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You've heard us talk about David Femininio, injury attorney deluxe. Well, just listen to some of the results David has delivered for his clients. $3.5 million, $5 million, how about $11.5 million? Almost enough to cover Ohio State's NIL. You need an attorney that'll fight relentlessly for you. Call and speak to David right now by calling 855-65-CRASH. Go to that website anytime at getdavidgetpaid.com. All right, TJ Lang with us. We'll get to the picks, Lions, just the conversation about the rules don't apply to this team. They just are doing things that are not normal, and they're an absolute freight train. Now, you were saying something about Chris Creighton during the break. I'm kidding. You were saying something about Stroud. We had to go to break, and you were saying he's terrible about calling out protections, and you don't think it's all on Houston's O-line.
No, I don't think their O-line is great, especially the interior guys. Laramie Tunsil, left tackle, is a brick wall.
Dude, yeah, except the penalties this year.
Yeah, but when it comes to pass protection, run blocking, he is still what he's always been. He's a stud. But their interior guys, yeah, it looks like a lot of miscommunications, a lot of like just simple pass protection concepts that they don't get, which I don't think that's a coaching issue. A lot of times it's up to the quarterback. You get up to the line as a line and you make the call depending on the protection, right? You get a two jet, okay, we're sliding left. Three jet, okay, we're sliding right. And then it's up to the quarterback to read the defense, say, okay, guys, I'm kind of sniffing something out, do this. I don't see CJ Stroud do that at all. I think he's a post-snap read guy, which is not good for being a quarterback. You got to be a pre-snap read guy. You got to read the defense, expect what's coming, anticipate it, get the guys on the right page, boom, okay, let's snap the ball. If you're wrong, whatever, we'll run a hot route, make it up. He just looks like, okay, call the protection, okay, you're gonna go to that guy, cool. And then they'll get two blitzes from the opposite side, and it's like, oh, no, I didn't see that. You know what I mean? So I think a lot of it is on C.J. Stroud not getting him in the right spot.
Yeah, I didn't know post-snap read was even a thing.
That's what it looks like, though. That's what it looks like. It looks like he gets the snap and then reads the defense and then wants to, oh, shoot, okay. Where I think you can really confuse him. And you watch a lot of these sacks that they've let up at 30 or 31. A lot of it's just simple twists, simple stunts, simple blitzes. The key to pass protection, simplified into its dumbest possible term, you try to create as many two-on-ones, three-on-twos, or four-on-threes that you possibly can. I'm watching clips from Houston's offensive line. They're triple-teaming one guy, and then the other guys are one. You have the three guys just one-on-one passing off all the insane stunts.
That can't happen.
And I'm looking at it going, this is so easily fixable if you just slide the guys the other way. But I think that, to me, that screams a quarterback issue where he's not seeing the fronts. He's not seeing the blitzes. He's not seeing the disguise that a lot of teams are throwing at him, which I think is going to be a huge key this week for Aaron Glenn. How can you mix the pre-snap look, and then when the ball is snapped or post-snap, change it up? Because to me, C.J. Stroud, he's got all the talent in the world. But when you confuse things a little bit, he's just, in my opinion, he's just not seeing it. He's not seeing what the defense is throwing at him.
Plus the way you move your safeties around, it's really hard to read what the Lions are doing. You never know where Branch is going to be. He could be one place and then 2 seconds before snap. Here he is, and all of a sudden there's Kirby Joseph, or as he calls him, Merton Hanks. It's just, it's fascinating. It's good call by you. They just cannot look. Lee McNeil should eat this week. This is a game this week, guys. He should have 7 or 8 pressures. I mean,
he did last week too. I think he had 6 or 7.
He was the only
week.
One. Yeah, he was their only effective pressure.
He's been on a tear.
But the CJ thing's interesting because we always think, okay, he entered the league as a star. that's the way it's going to be. It's almost like the league's caught up a little bit.
Yeah.
And tape gets out.
And we had this conversation a couple weeks ago about young quarterbacks and college quarterbacks and how everything's one read. I don't think they're really taught to read rotation anymore. Hey, this safety's coming down. We've got two receivers over there, but there's three defensive backs. Okay, alert goes up. Pressure probably coming from that side. Mm-hmm. You see that in college a lot. And I see it a lot with these young quarterbacks that are coming in. They don't adjust to the pressure like they should be. You know, and a lot of this stuff is very vanilla preseason-esque looks where you're looking at it and you're saying, obviously, the blitz is going to come from whichever side more defenders are on most of the time, mm-hmm. right? And I see, and it's not just Stroud. It's a lot of these young quarterbacks that I see. I think it's a college problem where it's just one read, boom, get the ball out. And you don't see really a lot of exotic pressures in college anymore because you got the evolution of the RPO. And, okay, mm-hmm. if we load the box, man, we're putting our corners and our nickels in a really tough spot. If he pulls that ball, throws it, little bubble route, boom, big play, we're done.
That's why they bought Wink back.
So I don't think quarterbacks are really taught anymore to read these NFL defenses and try to sniff out the pressure. That was something that the quarterbacks I played with, Stafford, Aaron Rodgers, that was their biggest strength, I thought, was seeing the field before the ball was snapped, getting everybody on the right page, not getting into the perfect play, but an advantageous play. I think it's a big issue with a lot of these young quarterbacks. What was that? It sounds like Hatchet.
No, it doesn't sound like Hatchet. Hold on, go. Do the head-to-head, David. I want to hear that one juxtaposed with the other one.
Oh, was that me? When did I say that?
Don't worry about it. We catch things live. Unlike Creighton, we adapt.
You're going to force me to censor myself.
No. Just have a good time. You're fine. Nothing bad will ever happen.
We'll just keep the drop for years in a bit. Yeah, there you go. we'll just hold this against your head for 5 years now.
So here's a stat I wanted to give you guys. You tell me if you value it at all.
Okay.
And it should just boost Lion fan confidence, right? We think they're the best team, and certainly the best team in the NFC. And if they're not the best team in the league, they're 1A with Kansas City. Because I think Baltimore, their pass defense is terminal. I mean, you're not fixing it at this point. So favorites away from home in the NFL this year, okay, road favorites, 33-18-2 against the number. It is the best season through 9 weeks in the last 20 years. And since week 5, a team like the Lions, a road favorite, 24-9 against the number. You're 3.5-point favorite. So it's like, okay, even though this is the way, you want to know why I'm doing bad in the picks? I never bet road favorites. Like it's death in the NFL. You know how hard it is to go on a road and win.
Yeah.
For the Lions, it doesn't matter. Oh, we're going to Minnesota? F you. Oh, hey, look. Hey, we just showed up in Dallas. Dead. Hey, we're going to go to Green Bay. The weather's terrible, and our quarterback's going to wear oven mitts. Burn your house down. So it just doesn't matter. This team, Campbell is doing the best coaching job in football. They're focused. They bring it every week. There's no leakage. They've had one game where I go, that was sloppy, Tampa. And that's 2 months ago at this point.
Yeah, and that was your basically, Rico, like you used to say, kind of your preseason, right?
Because they should be undefeated.
It was your second game, right? You're still starting to figure it out a little bit.
They had more yards.
Laporta really wasn't himself at that point.
A lot of guys weren't, yeah. You're right, though. They don't make the devastating mistake. You know what I mean?
Look at last week. At one point in that game, Green Bay had more bad snaps than you had penalties. They had 9 penalties, 7 drops, 3 bad snaps, a missed kick.
Mm-hmm.
Jordan Love with the worst interception this side of Will Levis.
Yeah, that was awful.
What was the Lions' big mistake? There was none.
No, nothing. And well-coached team.
100%.
You combine that with the talent that they have.
It's why I think they're winning
the Super Bowl. Scary recipe.
They're winning the Super Bowl.
Yeah, that pick that Jordan Love threw, my goodness. I know you're not supposed to. The one big key in 2 minute, hey, listen, we can't get tackled in bounds. We cannot take a sack, right? Because then it's going to take time for everybody to get back. We're wasting a lot of time. They stole the timeout at that time.
Just turf it. It was a screen.
I think I said it. It wasn't a screen. It was a play action pass that I think Josh Jacobs was reading. The quarterback was under pressure, so he tried to leak out late, give him an option, and it was just a terrible throw, right? We all saw it. It was pathetic.
But you throw it at the feet.
Yeah, you just get rid of it.
Right. That's why you throw it at the feet, hits the ground, and it's up to the referees to say, was it a receiver close enough?
Or,
man. Jordan Love is kind of, they asked me this on Monday, and I didn't, I don't mean it. I don't want to compare these two players and try to bash Jordan Love, but
he is
playing kind of Geno Smith-esque right now. Like, right now he is. His talent's better. I think we obviously know he's a better quarterback, but
the interceptions,
I think you look at him
ridiculous.
And you say, if we can get pressure, if we can fluster this guy, he's going to throw an interception or two.
Well, he loves Geno Smith, so.
Well, Geno, I think he threw three last week.
That's his guy right there.
My goodness.
You watch your mouth about
Geno. He's
kind of
playing the same style, though, where he's getting reckless with that football, man, and it's
got to get fixed or they won't go anywhere. 2-4-8. All right, let's keep it moving. We'll get to the picks. We've got Who Said It. It's fantastic. And we got a new TJ drop. It's a great day.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
It's better over here. AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port and trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.